Taking flight. Butterflies are vitally important. Their presence acts as a barometer of the health of our environment. Their ongoing decline tells us that all is not well in the British countryside. Wise warning words indeed from Sir David Attenborough, who, among his many other roles, is president of the Butterfly Conservation Charity. The nation's favourite centenarian is urging all wildlife lovers to take the pulse of UK nature by taking part in the Big Butterfly Count between Friday the 17th of July and Sunday the 9th of August. It's not too late to help, he adds. You can help ensure that butterflies still bring that sense of magic to our summertime by taking part in the Big Butterfly Count. The count will tell us if butterflies are recovering and let us know how they are faring in our back gardens, parks, fields, towns and cities. But more than that, the count brings us face to face with Britain's wildlife stars living right under our noses. If you care about butterflies, make sure you take part. For many of us, butterflies are stitched into the fabric of childhood summers, peering into buddleia bushes, spotting cabbage whites in the veg patch, or watching red admirals bask in sunshine along a country path. But these delicate creatures offer much more than fleeting seasonal beauty. They are one of nature's most important warning signs. That's why Butterfly Conservation is once again calling on families, gardeners, walkers and wildlife lovers to take part in the world's largest citizen science survey of butterflies. All you need to do is spend 15 minutes counting butterflies and day flying moths in a garden, park, balcony, school field or countryside spot. The information gathered helps scientists understand how insects are coping with climate change, habitat loss and changing weather patterns. Last year, some 125,000 people took part in the Big Butterfly Count, counting a record 1.7 million butterflies and moths. The striking Red Admiral fluttered into the top spot. In Oxfordshire, 1,391 people took part, spotting 18,040 butterflies and day-flying moths. On average, butterfly spotters saw 9.7 butterflies and moths per count, a 29% increase compared to 2024. And the most spotted butterfly in Oxfordshire was the large white. Conservationists say that every count builds a clearer picture of how wildlife is responding to changing weather and habitats. Butterflies are beautiful, yes, but they're also incredibly important bioindicators. This means that, as they continue to disappear, as they have over recent decades, it indicates something is going seriously wrong in our natural world. We need to heed that warning and take action before it's too late. If we lose butterflies, we lose more than beauty. We lose balance in our ecosystems, and that will have serious repercussions for wildlife in the UK. If you do one thing for nature this year, get out for the count this summer. And there is a website which is butterflyconservation.org/events.